And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Oh, now, Fat Boy.
Yes, yes, yes.
The last couple of times, this quiz has been appallingly run. At least one of those have had an ad break in the middle because you couldn't get it done in the time allotted, which is 15 minutes. Duck's trying to cheat.
Oh. Duck, I'm going to Phoenix open you up.
We have people ringing, millions of them because of the popularity of the show.
Exactly right.
The show more than the quiz.
No.
And the great prizes, of course, the tailor-made two response golf balls and the Trust Putter.
The Trust Putter, which is a beauty, Jim.
Superb, of course, thanks to Az and the team at TaylorMade.
Well, Aaron, is beautiful. Good boy, Aaron.
Now, Bill.
Yes, mate.
People ring. Let's say it's Warren from Narre Warren.
Ryan. Warren. Yes.
And if you say, g'day, Warren, nice of you to join us, all Warren needs to say is, I've just walked my young bloke down the milk bar to get a cherry ripe.
To get a Turkish delight.
It's all we need. Not it's, hello, because we're not interested.
We're not interested. We all know right. You well, okay?
Okay, let's go first.
All right, here we go. Back by popular demand. Ring now, 133353. Get in line. Great prizes. The Rub's favourite segment is right now.
No one said any of that.
Here we are, Quiz Bill. G'day to Maddie from Sky. G'day, Maddie.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill. What the hell? You start off.
Bill.
You haven't even got your first contestant there.
Well, lucky we're not live, right? So we'll do it again.
Three, two, one.
The Rub's favourite segment, Bill's Quiz. And let's go to our first contestant online. Hello, Morgan from Richmond.
Just walking the dog, boys.
What sort of dog?
He's a Kelpie.
A Kelpie. Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Rex.
Put him on. And now, Morgs, name the four-time Hawthorn Premiership star to make his debut for the Brisbane Lions today, please.
Grant Birchall.
Well done. We're away, Jim.
Don't have to ask the questions in a rabbit's Warren voice.
Yeah, I am, because I'm NRL special. Which two former Brisbane Premiership players now, Morgan, were recently inducted into this year's Hall of Fame? It was a big night for the colours.
Simon Black and
big night for the colours. Big
Brownie.
Night.
Brownie.
Brownie.
Big. Well, if black's a colour, Brian, we could argue that.
It is true. It's a shade.
It's a shade. Jim said that to me during the week. I'm with you. I'm with you, Brian.
Black is
it's
black.
A colour, Jim.
Black's a colour.
Black
brown's
white.
Colour.
I'm not sure there are even different colours.
Oh, Brian, have you got the sheet over there, Brian?
What sheet?
The quiz sheet.
No, I haven't got the sheet.
Righto. Number three is a...
Get around him!
Okay, we got Brian Global Taylor, because he's gone overseas again.
Hooly-dooly.
Damien Library. Library Barrett and Wayne the Emerald Carey here. All right, Morgo, you can go to any of these guys. In what year did Daniel Rich win the NAB AFL Rising Star Award?
I'm going to go with Duck.
A ducky boy. Daniel Rich.
He did quite a screenshot shoot the answers.
Well, it was a fair while ago, obviously.
I'm thinking it's
around...
He's been there a while, hasn't he?
It's just a 2009.
Oh, it means he has screenshot
2009, Morgan.
The answers. And
Rexy?
Yeah, I'll go with 2009. Sounds about right.
Well done. Don't pretend you're all... whatever it is.
Smart.
Predictable.
It is.
He's very predictable, Bill.
What about, he's been there a long time and been a very good
2009.
Player.
2009.
Well done, Richie.
Well done.
Okay, well Morgs, you're on fire here. Former Docker, Tendai Mzungu, also played four games at which other AFL club there, Morgs?
BWS?
Oh, crikey. These are easy.
Have a look at
questions.
Morgs go.
Here we go, number five.
Get around him!
So the ducky boy out, the old Emerald's out. So you got Library or you got Global.
Emerald.
Who led Fremantle's goal-kicking table last season with 40 majors there?
I'll go with Purple, thank you, Bill.
Purple.
Why am I left to laugh?
Yeah, because they know
that
you
lead you remember
them up
in the schoolyard when we were kids growing up and the little fatty kid.
You'd know that too well.
Duck said, I'm just going to go with Walters, but I'm not at all confident.
Oh, Dougie Walters. Dougie Walters, Morg?
Yeah, I'll go with Walters.
Oh, jeez. We're on fire here.
Morgs.
I know. Are we going too quick here, no, Luke, or you want to spand it?
Never going too quick.
Right. Number six, Fremantle.
You want to spand it, he said.
Expand, you flog. Sean Darcy is currently listed as the second heaviest player in the AFL at 113 kgs.
That's big, Bill.
Well, that was me with one leg. Which one of the following players currently weighs the heaviest at 114? Oh. A, Jared Witts. K, B. Shut up, Morgan. B, Cade Simpson.
Oh, Cade Simpson.
A, B, C, D thing. How did you pull out what? A?
Because his name's K for Cade. C, Braden Pruce.
Or Big Prucey.
Or D, Eric Hipwood.
I might go down to Prucey.
Bruce. He's writing this. What are we going all easy
why
or something?
Would you go Cade, why would you put Cade Simpson in the heaviest?
Well, that was just a little
bit of decoy. Attempted humour, Bill.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
It fell pretty flat too, your attempted humour there.
Well, especially if you don't read it. Now, number seven, Morgs. Have we had anyone gone through the whole quiz?
I don't know.
Luke? How? Name two of the players who have breached protocol rules this week. Who have broken the rules this week and received a suspension.
Protocol.
Two players, please, Morgs.
Cozzy Pickett.
Well
and,
done.
And the Took Miller, the Essendon bloke.
No.
Morgo.
He was on fire.
Didn't he just?
Let's go to the DJ at Ringwood. DJ.
Just doing the open for inspection rounds, boys.
Ooh, what do we got today? Give us a special three better. Brick veneer.
Yeah, three better. We've moved in with a couple of grubs from the cricket club. So we'll see how we go.
Couple of grubs from the cricket club. Which club?
Yeah.
Just Johnston Park out in the Frederick Gully League, a bit below you, Jim Bob.
No, a long way below. Nice to enjoy you.
A long way. Name two players who broke the rules during the week and received a suspension there. DJ?
I've got Keziah Pickett.
Well done for saying his
name. There's a hyphenated name. What's his name? McGurk.
McGurk.
You're thinking cricket, mate.
A McGee.
Yeah. He's got
I'm thinking Fraser McGurk.
The hyphen. The young boy, the hyphen.
No, bad luck, hyphen. We're not taking hyphen.
DJ.
Justin there in Knoxville. What's happening, Justin?
Just got back from Bunnings, boys. Picked myself up a nice gorilla ladder. Terrific.
Oh, you didn't, you went the gorilla.
Gorilla.
Did you get some gorilla glue while you're there?
No, BT, I did not. No.
It's pretty good stuff. West System 107's better, but the gorilla's all right.
The 2,000 kilowatt gurney from Bunnings yesterday.
Yeah. You did.
Yep. You did.
What
a medium range job. Yeah, paid for it.
You know, we
gurney.
Got,
yeah,
2,000
cheap.
Sort of 2,000. No, it's your big one. Your mid range one. Yeah, well, not your big.
Is
big
it diesel? Got a diesel engine?
No,
it's small.
But Bill, you know, Bristol, I only need it for my pavers, for the outdoor setting, and the pool.
You've got to get one. You've got to get one that rips paint off your car.
You do. Want the paint ripped off?
You know, during lockdown, ISO, we had all the blokes on JobKeeper at the pub. So I said, mate, go and get the gurney and just gurney the deck outside.
Yeah, fair enough.
Had no idea what a gurney was.
No.
Mitchell, young bloke at the pub. He did not know what a gurney was. That's the kids of today.
What are they doing, Bill?
You know what a gurney is, Justin?
I do know what a gurney is, Bill, yeah.
How old are you?
High pressure cleaner. 35.
35, Bill, right in our sweet spot.
Married?
I am, yes.
What's it got to do with you?
Everything okay? And
Bill's
just asked.
Everything's terrific, Bill. Just get on with it, old boy.
Well done.
Old boy. Two players who broke the rules during the week, please, and got a suspension.
I'm going to say Ollie Wines. And I can't say Pickett.
Give him.
We gave it to him. Well, the other one was Brandon Zirk Thatcher.
Yes.
And the other one, of course, was Charlie Spargo.
It's little Sparks' kid.
Little Sparks.
Yeah, 2 weeks he got.
Come on, Sparks.
What happened to Zirk Thatcher? What was he doing?
Enjoying himself, Bill.
Just being social, Bill.
Good on him. I love that. Number eight is a...
Get around him!
I just got global, have you? Brian, I think, is the only one left. Oh, no, he cheated last time.
Billy Dewey.
No, I'm left, Bill.
All right. Add the following jumper numbers together. So you've got to add them together. And what do they equal? Matthew Pavlich plus Michael Walters plus Rory Lobb equals?
You got the you got the calculator there, BT?
Yeah.
Brian?
You got to pick me first.
yes, I'll go with BT.
Yeah. What was the question, Bill?
Now, add these numbers up. Matthew Pavlich.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Walters, Sonny.
Yeah.
And also Rory Lobb.
76.
Sounds good.
That's very quick.
If he gets that right.
Now, I can't be sure.
Well, what are the numbers then? Go individually. Here we go.
I can't be sure.
Well, let's go individually.
Give us the numbers.
Brian, you are a
76.
Brian, I want you to go individually.
Correct.
What number did Pavlich wear?
Take it away, Luke.
Pavlich, 29.
And what was Walters?
Walters is...
playing today, Brian.
Yeah, 10.
Oh, and Lobb?
37.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think, Just?
Sounds good.
Righto. Well done, Brian.
Well done, Brian.
Now, Luke, we've got to have an inquiry into this. Every week they cheat.
Yeah, they do.
Damien's not the... He's about the only one that doesn't. Two to go.
How did I cheat?
Oh, Duck.
Every week.
You waddle in here with your big fat...
You haven't got a question wrong in 10 years.
How old was Michael Voss when he made his AFL debut back in round 18, 1992?
19.
He wasn't 19, sorry. Jeffrey's there. G'day, Jeff.
You got a fair bit of it too, didn't you, Bill? I think.
Oh, thank
you. Just about to grab some lunch from South Melbourne Market.
Maccas. Or
the Dimmies. No. Oh, no, sorry, the McDonald's the, there, yes.
Yeah. Fillet of fish. Nice.
Yeah.
Large fries.
How old was Vossie when he made his debut there? Old cock?
17.
Yes, he was. 17 years and 11 days. Oh. That's very young, isn't it?
Superstar.
Very young. Here we go. This is for the Truss putter and the tour response golf balls, Jim. When did the Dockers last play finals?
What was the year they beat Geelong down there?
Yes, yes, good one. Yeah,
we want the year though, mate, not the
14.
No. Bad luck.
Oh, no.
Gus might just come in. Gussy boy. Are you there, Gus?
The Bradbury.
2013, maybe.
Who? Oh, no. Who are you talking to, Gus?
13.
He's just trying to Google Gus Ross Lyon.
I think he needs to
get rid of him.
Get rid of him.
Matty is in the sky.
Yeah, just listening to you boys, trying to keep the dogs from killing each other.
Oh, that's not good. You don't want that, do you? Right. Matty, the Dockers last played finals?
2016.
Oh, no.
Don't tell me Chris from Bentley just going to come in and go bang. Christopher.
Yeah, just sitting at home listening to you boys.
How good's that?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
One 333-53 because we had that many callers on. They can't get this very hard question. When did the Dockers last play finals, Christopher?
I think it was 2013.
No,
They're all around it. Bill.
And guess what, Jim?
What?
We got no call. Oh!
What is
wrong
with you?
I think we're calling off.
You got an ad break.
Another caller. 133-53. You win the prize.
Oh, that's my fault, is it? That's my fault.
We've got to go to a break.
We got one question.
What is wrong with you?
We've run out of callers.
I cannot believe what I'm seeing.
Where are they? I can't see.
Oh, my God. All right. Again, Bill hasn't been able to wrap up a quiz inside the allotted 15 minutes.
Again.
Just 10 questions, so it shouldn't be hard, but we got to the timeout and had to go to a break.
Come on, that's Bill. Right. And again, it's not my fault.
How's it not your fault?
Come on, Bill.
Because the questions are poorly asked, written. Anyway. Yeah, they are poorly asked.
Very
asked.
Poorly asked.
We got, look, Raphael.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Raphael.
G'day.
He's had all ad break to look up the answer, and he's bugging it up.
Cameron, how are you?
Don't.
Just gardening. Doing a bit of gardening at the moment.
Whereabouts in G-Town are you, mate?
I'm Armstrong Creek.
Oh, nice out there.
A lot of gardening out there.
Mate, there was a hurricane out there.
It's like a desert.
What would you call it?
Just missed us, so.
Yeah. Whirly.
What sort of trees are you planting? A silver birch or what do you got?
I'm putting in some birds of paradise, actually.
Oh,
what sort of setup was it, Bill?
A hurly-gurly.
Early girly.
It went through there, didn't it? Made a lot of improvement, a lot of damage. Oh.
Come on, Bill.
When, still there, Cam?
Yeah, still here.
All right.
Join in if you want.
When did the Dockers...
Having a listen
to Cam is... When did the Dockers last play... Shut up, Cameron. I'm asking a question. When did the Dockers last play finals, Cameron? If you don't know this...
2015.
Yes! There it is, Jim! Oh, how good the quiz! TaylorMade Tour Response Golf Balls and the Trust Putter, all to you, thanks to TaylorMade.
So well done, Az and TaylorMade. Enjoy that. Thanks to Georgie, of course, otherwise known as Onion, because he's got a head that frighteningly resembles an onion. And a real big bastard. He looks after
Jim,
the prizes.
He doesn't like it.
And by the way, there's a box of favourites out the front.
Yeah, he won't be happy that you've taken Georgie, a box of his favourites.
You're down a box of favourites.
You know why?
I'm telling you that now before you front up money.
The real reason called Onion. He's got a head that'll make you cry.
In the sporting world, there have been some incredible comebacks. Jordan.
Chicago Bulls have won their second three-peat.
Woods puts it in.
It is in. Tiger is back.
Foreman. Down goes four on a right hand.
And once again, heavyweight champion of the world.
But nothing compares to this.
The punters love it, Jim.
The comeback of all comebacks.
I want the quiz, mate.
We want the quiz back.
Billy, we love your quiz.
I want the quiz back.
The return.
Bring back the quiz.
Of the Saturday Rub Quiz.
What do they want, Bill?
What do we want?
The quiz.
What do they want?
Now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
Get it right.
Yes.
Get it. Keep the pace up. Don't start asking ridiculous questions of people that we don't care about the answers to.
Right.
And when they ring, you'll go, g'day, it's Jim on the line from Sandringham.
Yeah.
G'day, Jim. What has Jim got to do?
Well, I was going to change that. Because
just been walking the dog.
That's been Triple M quiz folklore for years.
That's the people's quiz. They've asked for
it. So what are you
it.
Changing it to?
They can say, I'm no. okay. Yes.
No, they don't, Bill, because then they're wasting our time. We haven't got any time to waste.
That's the people's quiz. They've asked for it. They got it. It's not yours. It's not yours. It's not yours.
No,
it's not yours, Fourys, either.
No, but I've been supportive of it, Bill.
It's
unlike
like you,
the other three.
It's like Roosie when he came on board for a year and got rid of the bad votes.
Yeah.
Right. It's something we're famous for.
Yeah. All right.
So, Fat, that's how you run this quiz.
Okay, welcome to the People's Quiz, Ben. How are you? No. Hey.
Oh, no. What sort of a start are we making?
Great to have the quiz back, Benny.
Just at the ATM.
That's it.
Ah, right.
How much are we withdrawing?
50s or 20s?
$40.
$30.
$30.
What are you going to do with $30,
Bill?
Come on.
$40.
$40. All right. That's bigger.
Pace. There are two teams currently winless. Name them.
West Coast.
No.
Adelaide.
Oh, come on, Ben. You've got to know that. Michael. Michael's in the basin now. Hello, Michael.
Hey, boys. Just run around.
See, Bill? Oh, yeah. You've got to have better control.
Mark in Rosanna. Hey, Marco.
On my way to buy a fireplace, boys.
A fireplace?
Nice.
What, down at Wignall's or where?
Wignall's.
Nah, in Ultimate Fires in Epping.
Epping. Oh, righto.
Three from three.
Two teams currently winless. Who are they there, Benny boy?
It's Mark and it's three on the Dockers.
Oh, Mark.
Three on
his
Adelaide
name's
Dockers.
Mark, Bill.
Why do you call him Ben?
Oh, what is how has this happened?
Oh, mate, they play together. They play each other tomorrow.
Yes.
Someone's got to win.
Mark, Bill.
Mark's here in Rosanna. Yeah,
that's it.
Can you name this week's NAB Rising AFL star?
Oh.
Geez, you're cheap. Not you, Mark.
Oh, Bill.
This week's NAB Rising star, tick, 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 tock. Bad luck, you're out. Oh, let's go to Ben in South Yarra now. Hello, Ben. Welcome to the quiz, the people's quiz, your quiz.
Just cleaning the car out.
What's in there?
What did you find?
What sort of car?
Just cleaning the car.
Anything used?
Oh, come on.
NAB Rising Star this week, Benjamin.
It's not Matty Rowell.
No, you're right. That was last week.
See, yeah, just trying to.
He's just stopping here.
Leroy.
Leroy.
We're two questions in.
No, we're not. We're one. Josh in Maribyrnong.
Yeah, just helping the missus rearrange the cutlery drawer, Bill.
Oh, good work.
Oh, yeah, good work.
Which way do you go?
From left to right, we'll go spoons, what? Knives, forks.
What's next? Oh, the good. Sock drawer?
Sock drawer, the undie drawer. Righto, Joshy, name this week's NAB AFL Rising Star.
Yeah, come on.
That'll be Tommy Green.
Tommy Green. They were both good last week, weren't they, the Green boys?
Yeah.
Number three
yeah,
is a lifeline.
Get around him!
You got passionate plea, Brian, there. You got dorky, Damo, and you got Duck. Hang on, you need the question, yeah. Which...
Oh, this is a train wreck.
West Coast have had four All-Australians in 2019. Name three of the four. Josh, you can have...
We'll go. I reckon I can probably get it myself, but we'll go Duck.
Oh, Ducky boy.
Duck.
Yep.
All right, well, I'll give you a couple at least.
Oh, yeah.
I think McGovern's definitely one. I think Darling got his first
surely not.
His first nomination sure. for that, his first yeah. All-Australian.
Yeah.
Gaff was solid again, but there's two. Or so you've got to, if you reckon you know, you come up with the other one.
Righto, Josh.
Was Elliot Yeo as well?
So what are your three?
I will go Darling, McGovern, Yeo.
Oh, well done.
Oh, nice. Who was the other one, Fat?
Shannon Hearn.
Oh, very good.
Well done, Duck.
I tell you what, Yeo and Darling have got to step it up today.
I would have thought, yes.
They've been poor.
Yep.
Which Sydney player plays his 200th game today?
Oh, please.
Josh, we just spoke to about it before on Triple M. Joshy boy.
Okay. I was listening to the races, Bill.
See the race three number
have
one.
Have a step.
Melt
him, melt him.
Lucky we got plenty of people on the quiz. They love it. Look at them. They come to Papa. Andrew Sunshine in the car, I reckon.
Driving to Armidale.
Oh, what are we shopping for today?
Not much, Phil. Just following someone.
That's a question, Bill. Yeah.
That could be concerning. Which Sydney player plays his 200th game today, follower?
Lukey Parker.
He does indeed. Number five is a lifeline.
Get around him!
Outs, boys. How it came. Duck's done. He's done well. Outside of caretaker coaches, Sydney had four coaches during the 90s. Name them. Drew, you can go with Dorky Damo or Passionate Plea Brian.
I'll go with Damo.
Okay.
You got to say Dorky Damo. So now you can go with Damo or Passionate Plea. Who do you want to go with?
Dorky Damo.
Well, in that case, I'm glad I can only get three for you. Barassi, Kinnear, and Eid.
Barassi.
Just trying to think Barassi. Who was. Come.
What about.
Andrew's there in sunshine.
Bucking Bronco.
Have a good weekend. Righto. So, Damo, how many you got there? Three.
Yes.
Righto. What do you think, Andrew? You got to name the four coaches during the 90s at Sydney.
Was John Blake in there somewhere?
No, he wasn't. Bad luck, mate. Luke's there in Geelong. Sun's out, 27 down there at G-Town. What a day in Geelong today, Luke.
Yeah, just on my way to the pub, boys.
Just avoid the Cremorne if you can, Luke.
Which pub are you going to do, Luke?
Yeah, the Cremorne.
All roads lead there. Yeah,
Bill's going to be running a quiz there later.
Yeah, I am, the same quiz.
What question number is this, Bill?
This is five.
Oh, no.
Coaches during the 90s at Sydney. They you got Dorky or you got Passionate?
I've given three.
He has, Damo.
And I think I've worked out the last one.
Is the last one Buccaneer?
Who?
Gary Buccaneer.
Okay. Buccaneer.
Yeah,
good enough. So it's Colkinier, as you said, Gary Buccaneer now, Ron Brassey and Rodney Eid. Well done, Rodney Eid. And number six, who was the...
Will.
What was the combined winning margin in both the 2005 and 2006 grand finals between Sydney and West Coast? The combined winning margin there, Lukey?
5 points.
Look at Luke go.
4 points and 1 point, which is?
That's it, Bill. So keep the pace going.
Our boundary rider for today's game is Theo Dorilopoulos. What sport did Theo play there, Luke?
Yeah.
Extraordinarily hard sport to play, Luke.
What'd you say, Luke? What did he say?
I don't think you want to ask.
Soccer.
No.
Bad luck. Brett's there in St. Albans.
Snobs.
Is that one of the lockdown suburbs?
Probably.
Oh, Jim. Brett, don't say
yes,
probably.
It is, Bill.
Brett.
And we read in the form guide, boys.
Yes.
In the form
Bill,
guide.
We thank all of those people for locking themselves down, and we appreciate the efforts they're going.
Are you doing that, Brett? You've been very good. Locked yourself in.
Absolutely. And hurry good up, Chua. Bring Jimmy's food, for Christ's sake.
That's it. Exactly right.
Give Chua
a no doubt about it. He gets a clip.
Righto, Bretty. Theo played what sport?
Who?
Theodoropoulos. Yes, well done.
Well done.
Number 8 is a lifeline.
Get around him!
Right, hey, Brady.
Pace.
Who led Sydney's goal kicking in 1991 with 52 goals? Was it A, Jason Love, B, Warwick Kiappa, C, Simon Minton Connell, or D, Dale Lewis? 52 goals in 1991.
I'll go Jason Love.
It's a lot.
Oh, no,
he doesn't need it.
Lovey. Good. Lovey. Well done, Brett.
Ducks, mate.
Why is BT always last to be picked in the quiz?
Because they've worked him out, Duck.
He's like the little kid at school.
And they don't even get his answer now. They just go it alone.
It's a little chubby kid at school where he didn't get picked.
I was good at geography.
You are not good at
geography.
I was good at geography.
You're good at contra. Now, Luke... Brett?
A little chubby kid at school.
He was, Brian. And he'd be waiting there and his best mate would get picked. And then
Bill, I won the 100, 200, 400 shot put.
Brian would be going, yeah, me.
And then he'd belt the bloke and he'd pick him.
I tell you what, had a few fights down the bottom oval.
Right. Joel Selwood plays his 300th game today. Can you name the other three Selwood brothers to have played AFL footy? Brett? So there's
Troy,
Joel, Troy,
Adam, and Scott.
Oh,
bang!
Who do you back for, Brett?
Kangas.
Yeah, of course Kangas. He does. So make sure he gets every prize.
Cunnington playing today?
I'm not sure.
Zeeble?
No.
Bob Skilton, this is it for the prizes. The CD, the scarf, the beanie.
What is the prize?
A trust putter.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. So, tailor-made. Well done.
Tailor-made. Bob Skilton holds a record for the equal most number of best and fairest at a club. How many?
Four. Eight?
No.
Oh, that's not
don't
bad.
Tell yeah. me who's coming into it. No. Matthew. Matthew's just going to walk in and go bang and get all the prizes. Matty?
Just in lockdown at the moment. Airport West.
Airport West. Not allowed out of the house, are you?
Nah, correct.
Oh, that's no good. There he is on telly. I'm just watching myself, Manny.
Yeah, look at your eyes, Fat. You don't know, you've got no sort of game.
Yes,
at
I
all.
Have.
Look at the hands.
Hands. Hang on, mate. Just give us, we're nearly finished.
Hands around us.
Look at it himself.
What about the coloured coat?
Nice red jacket I got on, Manny. You love this.
Small head. Look at your eyes. They're like dull.
Proportionately small head.
Nothing behind them.
Small little hands.
Bob Skilton holds the record for the equal most number of best and fairest with how many there? Knackers? Matty?
Nine.
Yeah. There we go, Jimmy! He's won the TaylorMade Tour Response Golf Balls, a trust putter. Thanks to our good friends at TaylorMade. And
brilliant.
Thank you to the people out there who made this possible today.
Yes, it's perfect match. Now welcome the star of our show, Greg Evans.
Now, we have gone outside of our own bubble to try and work out what's wrong with the quiz.
There's nothing wrong.
It's terrible. Now, let's firstly welcome...
If it ain't broke, you don't have to fix it.
We welcome to the show a man who ran a magnificent quiz show on television in this country for many, many years.
Strange sort of quiz show.
One of the very, very best in the business. Greg Evans joins us. Greg, welcome to Triple M Football.
G'day, James. Yeah, I tell you what, in one word, two words, what's wrong with the quiz? It's Billy Brownless.
And Greg, just
still alive, Greg.
Just to underscore that point, before we speak to this fine gentleman, have a listen, Greg, to the way our quiz has been run now for far too long.
Okay, welcome to the People's Quiz, Ben. How are you? Hey.
Oh, no. What sort of a start are we making?
Great to have the quiz back, Benny. Which one of the following players currently weighs the heaviest at 114? A, Jared Witts. K, B. Shut up, Morgan. Triple M's Nathan Brown described himself as the most influential player in the AFL. Broderick.
Oh, Broderick. Oh,
no, I think it's Broderick.
Broderick.
Where do we get Broderick from, Broderick?
My parents are at field.
Do you put the E in the middle or is it Broderick?
B-R-O-D-R-I-C.
Yes, there's no E, Bill.
Scenes in Fern Tree Gully. Sean.
Sean.
Sean. Scenes. He's called him Scene. Oh, no. What are we doing?
What's the question, Bill?
I don't know. Can we go to a break?
Now, Greg, shut up for a second.
That's theatre.
Greg, what would you suggest we do with the bloke that runs our quiz?
Billy, I tell you what, Billy, you are the quiz mastering what Dougie Hawkins is to elocution. They say, the man who asks the questions is king, but the man who has all the answers is God.
Yes.
So I reckon Duck and BT, I saw you on the telly last night with Bruce McAvaney. I reckon Bruce would probably be God. But what we've got to do is get we've got to get Billy up to king status, haven't we?
Good luck. Well, there's only one king in here. Yeah.
Bill.
Preparation. You wouldn't believe how much preparation. I do.
And inflections. Inflections is another one, Bill. You've got to work on inflections, you know, like –
Billy I do work Brownless on inflections.
King, yeah?
Right.
Billy Brownless is king. Billy Brownless is king. Billy Brownless is king. It's all to do with the inflections, isn't it?
You're learning a bit of craft here, Fats.
Right. And theatre? Whatever that means. You've been to the theatre.
I tell you what, we did get some theatre boys when Wayne Carey was on Perfect Match. Do you remember that?
I remember you, Greg, yes. And, I was very nervous given it was a big talk
network
show back
show.
Then. And I was asked to go on. I was only a very...
How old were you? How did he go, Greg?
I think I was pretty young.
He went marvellously. He looked fantastic and... Duck's still the only show on television where the prizes used to speak. I can't remember, Wayne. Did you get a good one?
I won the. I did happen to win the date.
Very good. And the other thing, the other thing that Wayne and I had was when Madame Tussauds came here, and I got Wayne Carey. Done in wax. Do you remember that?
I do. Well, there's only one of us in this room that have ever been immortalised in wax.
That's right.
And there's only one person here that's ever waxed.
Yeah.
and you know where your head is, Duck? Your head is. Madame Tussauds only keep the heads. Your head is in a box.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Some could be in London, could be in Sydney, but your head
you
is
could
in
be
box.
Called Boxhead.
I remember Greg used to work at 3CS Gym down at Cole. That's where he started. Probably should have finished. Yeah.
That's true. With Sandy Roberts, we both worked down there together.
He did, and nominated three times for the Gold Logie.
Yeah, thanks,
Bill. How we go, Greggy?
We didn't get any of those three, Bill.
Now, Greg, you are a star, of course. Great friends of John Sammy Newman. Do you still catch up with the old enforcer?
Yes, I certainly do. And, he's in a bit of hot water at the moment.
Yeah, we don't know where he's at just at the minute, Force. But let me ask you this. We all love him, of course. Let me ask you this. You're a marriage celebrant these days. Is that still happening?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's still happening, James. In fact, that's where I last saw Damien Barrett was at a wedding in Albert Park. Remember that one?
One of our good friends of this program, Adam Hamilton.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but I tell you what.
Which wedding was it?
He's only
Adams.
One.
Oh. Yeah, nice. But and
he did a very good job, Jim.
No, he does a magnificent job.
I saw Greg do one in the Botanical Garden.
No, he's the best. And but you were based out, was it Bendigo or Shep? Or where were you, Greg, there for a while?
Oh, on radio in Shepparton. Yeah, yes. I did the breakfast program. But I did it from home. They were very good. They built a studio at home. And once you've worked from home, it's pretty hard to have to go back into a radio station. But I loved it. At 3SR in Shepparton. It was now Triple M, of course.
Oh, beautiful.
He was on Prisoner one day, Greg.
Gee, someone's been doing their research. Yeah.
Well, that's what I do with a quiz. I've got some. Now, I'm going to ask some questions here, Greg, and you just have a listen to it and see how I'm going with my inflections. Mm-hmm. And
Yes, and your prep, yes.
Yeah. Question number one. Welcome, Greg, to the show. How are you going?
I'm going really good, thank you, Bill. Nice of you to ask.
Still marriage? Celebrant?
No! Oh, no! Oh, come on.
Oh, Bill!
Righto. Yeah, first question.
Was that celebrant or celebrant or...
Celebrant.
Yeah. Greg. Yes, Bill. No, we're still marrying people, but since COVID-19, it's dropped right off. There's nothing about.
Me and Jim might be knocking on the door soon. Who is currently the game's record holder for Fremantle Dockers, having played 353 games? Not bad. You like that, Greg?
That's pretty good. That was almost faultless. That was excellent.
Do you know who it is?
Me, I don't know.
Matthew Pavlich. One more. Name the Collingwood player currently leading this year's Coleman medal with 12 goals after six rounds.
Oh, dear me, gee whiz.
Bill, you don't have to ask him like you're telling a fireside story.
No, this is how I'm reading it, because Greg's inspired me, and I've got some inflections there. I hope you're noting, Greg.
Yes, I thought his question asking has improved substantially since we've been talking. I just wish I could be better with the answers.
Did that show? Hey, Greg, did that show go international, a perfect match?
No, it didn't.
What happened to Dexter?
Well, actually...
I love Dexter.
He's in a museum. He's in a museum in Fed Square.
He's not in a box like Duck's Head.
He's not in a box like Duck's Head. He's in a museum. That's where I should be, but it's Greg. That sound and television museum in Federation Square. He's got his own shrine.
Hey, Greg, I loved it, and I most loved when the couples came back after the date.
Oh, yeah.
And the body language would tell you instantly if it had been a success or a failure.
That's true. There were several glasses of water thrown on each other. That was a good part of the show. That's where we ask them how much fun they had and how many times they had it.
Yep, that's it. And it was just sometimes there was a cold front bristle that had moved right in. Between the two contestants. Hey, Greg, you're a bloody champ. Great chatting to you. Once people are back to getting married, how do they get hold of Melbourne's best marriage celebrant?
The best.
Yeah, that's lovely of you, James. Sort of. Just Google me. Just Google and you'll find me and we can make it happen.
Perfect, mate. Great chatting to you.
Yeah, good luck, fellas. It's been lovely to talk to all of you too. See you later.
See you, Evo.
Very good man, Greg Evans. And Bill, a man who knows quiz mastery.
Yes, I know.
So did you take anything out of that?
Yeah, inflections, which I have worked on.
And preparation.
And I do a lot of...
No, you don't.
I do. And have we got it on today, Luke, or not? It's the people's quiz. They asked for it. We delivered once, and you're taking it off us.
Well, unless you accept the advice of Greg Evans.
Yeah, that's it.
We've got no prizes. What's going on with Aaron and Talamate?
Bill, just you need to look at the questions first, which you never do, so that you're halfway through reading them for the first time on air.
I'll tell you another important thing. Know the names.
That would help.
Yeah.
Those two things, Bill, would sort of help. And pace, Bill.
And a grasp of the English language
that's
occasionally.
It.
I've met Greg a couple of times, JB. Unusual places, but I've met him a few times. He's a good fellow.
No, very nice.
Hospital.
Oh, look at Bill. Look at Bill thinking he's funny.
We're going to tell that story.
We need to get to a break.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Now, we had to get Greg Evans in last week to teach you how to host a quiz because you've been that bad.
The road,
so get it right today.
Yep.
And when you ring, if your name's Smithy from Deer Park and we go, g'day, Smithy, we don't want you to say g'day back because we don't actually care how you are.
Well, we do.
We just want to know what you've been up to on your Saturday arvo, and then Bill will rip into the question.
Exactly.
Right, get it right, fam.
And a magnificent prize thanks to TaylorMade, Jim. The golf ball's there, and we've got the Lifeline 3, 8 and 5 questions.
Mm-hmm.
Questions number 3, 5 and 8.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. We've got Daniel. G'day, Daniel. Welcome. Daniel.
G'day.
What are you doing, Daniel?
He's gone. I think he was eating lunch, Bill.
Oh, you were. Jaden. G'day, Jaden from Armstrong Creek. Nice down there.
Just cleaning the oven, boys.
Cleaning the oven. Good on you. Well done to you, mate.
Yeah, bit of jiff.
Giants coach Leon Cameron previously played at two AFL clubs. Can you name them there, little Jado?
No. What's Gray?
I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's right.
And
it's not that hard.
North Melbourne.
No, that's hard, Jim. Joe's there in height. Go, Joe.
Just building a deck today, Billy.
Building a deck? What wood?
Merbu.
Not a Moranti or?
No, Merbu, Jim.
Merbu.
Wrong.
Black Pup.
Yeah, I'm Jim.
Leon Cameron played at two clubs. One was Western Bulldogs. What was the other club there, Joey?
Sydney Swans.
No, it wasn't. See you later. Kai. Kai. K-Y-E. Interesting name. Where'd you get that from, Kai?
Mum and Dad.
From the internet, Bill.
From the internet.
Mum and Dad, exactly.
Brian. Kai. Okay, Kai. Leon Cameron played at two AFL clubs. Good start to the quiz, Jim.
You're going well.
One of them was Western Bulldogs. What was the other club?
Richmond, Bill.
Well done. What foot did he kick on? Because
he's a right footer, but he kicked well on his left, Bill.
I thought he was a left footer and he kicked well on his right.
So did I.
No, he's not. He's right footer. Do you want to bet on that?
Yes, I do.
Good player he was.
I wouldn't mind having a bet on that, Duck.
Sure of something.
Name the Kai Kai. Name the two non-Victorian teams currently sitting inside the top eight.
Hmm.
Kai Kai.
Port Adelaide.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we'll go Brisbane, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, Kai, you're on fire. Righto, we got a lifeline.
Get around him!
We got old Damien fogged up, four eyes over there. We got the duck and we got Brian Bunn because he likes to know the weather. Just Brian over there. Who led Brisbane's goal kicking in consecutive years each year during 1997 and 1998 with 50 goals and then 26? Was it A, Justin Lepage?
So obvious.
Was it B, Alistair Lynch? C, John Hutton?
Oh, remember him.
Yeah, he's good. Well, the helmet. And D, Daniel Bradshaw?
I'll have to use Duck for this one.
Ducky boy?
Well.
Should have used me.
Good choice.
Should have gone.
Why is PT never chosen? It's quite interesting.
Always like.
Well, I tell you what, I think I'm pretty sure. I think this guy ended up being one of the great defenders. I reckon it's Lepage.
No.
Kai Kai?
Yeah, we'll go with Lepage.
Well done, Ducky boy. This season, Kai, there have been two players to have kicked six goals in a match. Wow-wee, six goals. We used to do that before half-time, Duck. Name them.
Quarter-time in my case.
Or one.
Dixon and Josh Bruce.
Kai's on fire. Number five is a...
Get around him!
Here we go. Well done, Duck. So you got old Fog Eyes, Four Eyes and Brian Bunn. Out of the current 18 AFL clubs, name the only Victorian team to have never had a player win the NAB AFL Rising Star.
We'll go with Four Eyes.
Forey.
Oh.
I think it's North.
Oh.
Never had a number one draft pick, and I don't think I've ever had a Rising Star.
Oh, boy. I don't know whether he's right.
Ooh. No, well, it's up to Kai.
I reckon you should have picked me.
Well, yeah, I'll take North.
Oh, Damo.
I thought you were right too, Damon.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kai.
Who is theirs?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll find out.
James is there, Crib Point.
Who is there?
Cooking ribs, boys.
Cooking ribs. Or how long?
I'll do the 8 hours, I think. Might go out to 10. We'll see how they go.
Slow cook ribs.
Jeez, that'd be nice, wouldn't they?
Bit of smoke.
Beautiful.
Fall off the bone.
Yeah.
Jimmy, Do you know the, well, you're going to get a help here from Brian.
If you want it.
But name the only Victorian team to have never had a player in the to win the NAB AFL Rising Star Award.
I'll get a chop here from BT, please.
Brian?
Well, look, I think Gold Coast have, Melbourne have, Carlton, yep, definitely, Sydney, St Kilda, all those bottom sides, definitely, Fremantle, North.
We're looking at a Victorian team.
Oh, okay.
This means he's got the answers in front of him, Jim. Is when he starts to pad like this.
West Coast.
So it's just whether he wants to reveal the right answer.
It's just ridiculous padding, too.
Now, listen, I'm probably thinking the Western Bulldogs could be that team, but I'm not 100% sure. But I'm in the 90s, the early 90s.
Early 90s. James?
Oh, I better take it on him. I'll take his advice since apparently he's a cheater.
Yes, well done, Brian.
Good on you, BT.
He certainly is.
Who's was North?
Byron Pickett, I'm here.
Yeah.
All right, eh? How many clubs has Shane Mumford played at there, Jimmy boy?
GWS, Geelong and Sydney. Three.
Three. Well done. Good, good, good. Number seven, who was this week's NAB Rising Star on debut? Oh, he was exciting.
The little bloke from the Gold Coast, Rankin, is it? Isaac?
Isaac Rankin or Rankin? How do we say it?
Oh, I think Rankin, but it'll do.
Yeah, I know it'll do. Right, I just want to know how you say it because I like to get my words right.
Do you?
Number eight is a lumber.
Get around him!
You can use these boys. Which one of the following forwards has kicked 12 goals or more in a single game on six occasions? Six times kicked 12 goals or more. Is it A, Gary Ablett Sr., B, John Coleman, C, Peter Hudson, or D, Jason Dunstall, or E, Old Nuts Coventry?
I know the answer to this. I know it. I do know.
Righto, BT, I'll go with you, mate.
Yep. So
it doesn't mean he'll tell you the right answer, though.
No, I've got a funny feeling about this one. Now, was it six times you said, Billy?
Yep.
Six times. So
12 goals or more.
Throw out Coleman and Coventry, because I don't think they definitely did it, but not that many times.
Gee. Gazza's done it a lot.
So it boils down to Dunstall or Ablett. Mm. And if I had to be a guessing man, I reckon I've heard Chief talk on numerous occasions
about himself.
About him doing this. And being the only person to have done
it. He doesn't talk about himself.
So no, he doesn't.
I would say, having said that, no, I'm going to go Ablett.
Ablett, righto. Okay, what do you think, Jimmy?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I'll go BT then.
Brian.
Brian.
You had the right answer, then you flipped.
Because Luke Tunnicliffe's pointing at me saying, no, it's the other one.
Marcus.
Just taking the dog for a walk, mate.
Good. What kind of dog?
Boston Terrier.
Got your plastic bag?
Yeah, mate, every time.
Just in your suburb?
Yeah, absolutely. Got to do the right thing, mate.
Thanks, Dan Andrews.
We're not in stage four yet, mate.
No, you're only allowed in your suburb.
No.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Recommendation.
No exercise. Yeah.
What if you need...
See, that's what happens with you Melburnians. No wonder you got the bloody virus up here. Down in Geelong, none.
No worries, Dan. Am I allowed to wipe Mars?
Yes, you are, right. Jim, and it's not Dan's fault.
In my suburb?
Not Dan's fault.
In my suburb?
Only in your suburb.
Particular paper, though.
Which forward has kicked 12 goals or more in a single game on six occasions? Brian said Ablett, and it was wrong. And you got Duck here, and you got Damien.
I'll go to Duck, please.
G'day, mate. How are you? All right.
Jason Dunstall.
Jim. Jim's
I've just done it for Duck because he had to duck off.
He's going with Dunstall. What do you think?
Yeah, lock it in.
Yes, Jimmy boy, two to go.
And a disgraceful lack of humility with the chief, mentioning that regularly about himself.
I love it when
he does.
Does. No, he's great. Mm-mm. Two to go, and you win the trust putter from TaylorMade.
Six times 12, Jim.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good going, isn't it?
72. Which cat finished second in last year's Brownlow medal to Nathan Fife?
Tim Kelly?
No, Marcus. Chris is there in Bentley. Hello, Christopher.
Yeah, just sitting at home having a cheeky Saturday rub.
Having one. Righto. Which cat finished second in last year's Brownlow medal to Nathan Fyfe? Chris?
It'd be Dangerfield.
It would be. And this is it. This is for the trust part of the Tour Response Golf Balls, Jim.
Magnificent, of course.
How many goals did GWS kick in last year's grand final against Richmond? Chris?
Oh, I think it might have been three.
Ah, oh, he's got it! Oh, Potter Queens has quiz is back. Well done, you. A dozen TaylorMade Tour Response golf balls and the TaylorMade Trust Putter.
Oh, I had the best.
They're good.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Get it right, Fat.
Yep.
People ring up. It's Dopey from out there in
Ringwood.
Ringwood. What do you say? G'day, Dopey.
No, you don't. Oh, I say hello, and they've got to tell us what they've
That's
been
it.
Doing.
I've just been recharging my phone. That's all.
Oh, all right.
When otherwise, they get the treatment from Leroy.
Leroy just goes bang.
Yeah, that's it.
Good on you, Leroy.
And some of the best prizes you'll ever come across. A dozen Tour Response golf balls from TaylorMade.
TaylorMade. And the Truss putter, if there's any left.
John Rahm just winning Muirfield Village and taking the number one spot in the world
what
from Spain,
him?
Of course. And he's a TaylorMade boy.
Gets a two-shot penalty, but only after he's won by five shots. But don't you supposed to do it there and then?
Well, I think now they can retro him because he didn't actually try and cheat. I think he wasn't aware of the penalty.
Was there? You're talking about the ball move. Do you actually think it did move?
Yes, it did.
Didn't move enough, did it?
But he wasn't trying to cheat, Bill. And that's what I think they've brought in for common sense. Now, get your quiz done.
Not after the game. Righto, here we go. G'day, Bailey and one turner now.
How you going, boys?
It's Bill.
No, not my fault,
Control
is it?
Control your people.
No, that's not my
that's
fault.
That's your fault.
All right, let's go to Alex and Essendon. Oh, wow. What's going on, Finn? Well, let's go to Simon in Geelong where it's open. Pubs open, cafes open, everything open down there, Simon. Simon, little boy.
What's going on with the noise?
Just playing a few bricks.
Oh, good. Where? On a house?
Yeah, on a house. Just a mate's house. Helping him out. Pretty much good. Just to get away and have a few beers.
Good on you, mate. Righto, here we go. Which Giants player kicked five goals straight in last night's win over the Tigers?
Green.
Just a surname, Bill?
Yeah, just what about Toby? We had him on before, of course. Can you name Carlton's co-captains for this season there, Simon?
Doggy?
Who?
Who?
Doggy.
Just
Doggy?
Oh, good work, Leroy. I was happy with that.
Everyone's screaming, or am I just imagining that?
No, it's something. Our phones are playing up. We've got some gremlins in
got
there.
Got some screech there.
Joseph. Hello, Joseph.
Just wearing my mask, Bill.
Just got the mask. Good boy.
What sort of mask did you get?
The surgical disposable one.
Very good.
Good. And you can have it off when you're at home, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm at work at the moment.
At work, Bill.
Well, he sounds like he's got
at
it
at work.
On. Where do you work, Joseph?
I'm just building a house at the moment.
Oh, everyone's building today, are they? Just laying bricks and building houses. Fair dinkum, Joseph. Righto. Can you name Carlton's co-captains this year, please?
Is it Paddy Cripps and... Oh, I can't remember the other one.
Oh.
Well, you have to, you're going to answer it.
Leroy?
Doherty.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And yes, Doherty plays his 100th game today, boys. So if you want to put that in the core with.
Thank you, Bill.
He's on 99.
With Paranet.
Yep. Question three.
Pitten. Right. Get around him! Here we go, Ducky boy. Lifeline, you got duck, old tights and shorts, Robin Hood.
BT's trying to speak the snorkel already about cheating.
You got Brian, the financial expert over there.
Yes.
And Foggy Four Eyes. Righto, here we go, Joey. The Suns have had four Rising Star nominations this season. Name them.
Duck. Don't look.
I don't.
So you got duck, you got Foggy Four Eyes, or you got Brian.
I'd take.
Or I'll you go can... Four Eyes.
Four Eyes.
I think you've done the right thing.
Four Eyes.
Rowell.
Rowell.
Anderson.
Yeah.
Rankin.
Yeah.
And Butterick.
Who?
Butterick.
Joseph, what do you think there?
Two or three.
That's it. I haven't got any idea.
Nice.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
I don't know.
Duck?
I don't know.
Blind.
It got the same reaction as it did on the rush hour.
Well, did you want him to say
no idea? Yeah, well, everyone did. And...
Well, I thought it was going to be funny.
Yeah, that's exactly why it got no reaction.
Well done, Joseph. Who won the Norm Smith medal in 1999? Grand final between North Melbourne and Carlton. How'd you go that game, Duck?
All right, I had 8 possessions in the third term.
No, I see you didn't win the Norm Smith.
No, I didn't.
So it wasn't Duck, Joe.
I was just captain of the club.
Just picking out your best term, Duck.
Yes.
It wasn't Duck. Who you reckon, Joseph?
Hey, yes, Peter.
North Melbourne Carlton, I've got Glenn Archer.
No, bad luck. Oh, here's Mickey. Hello, Mickey.
Just stretching up after an 11K run, boys.
Oh, good, Mickey. Boys. You're allowed to
wear a mask or no mask?
No mask.
No mask. Can't breathe with that on.
Yeah, exactly.
Just in your suburb, or did you go outside your suburb?
No, from West Brunswick to South Bank.
Well, that's illegal.
Yeah. No, not when you're.
No, I don't know if you're allowed out.
When you're exercising. Of course you are.
You're supposed to exercise in your own suburb.
Well, he's 11K's Bristol. He's run out of his suburb.
I would run around in circles. Right. You've got to run around the block.
You do.
Just keep running for it.
You just do.
Well done.
Brighton. You stay in Brighton, Mickey. Righto, Mickey. The Norm Smith medalist in the 1999 grand final, please. He had 19 disposals and might have snagged four.
Four in the first half.
We go Shannon Grant.
Well done.
Oh, nice.
Shagger.
Oh, Shagger.
Shags.
The old, still playing golf, is he, with the golf cup? Number five.
Get around him!
Did he roll it?
This is a lifeline, Bill.
Yeah, it is a lifeline.
I don't think it was him, Bill.
Oh, wasn't it him?
I think it was someone else.
Oh, sorry, Shannon. Which player played his first game for North Melbourne at the age of 16 years of age?
Obviously, I know this. Cause...
In the infamous...
Infamous.
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 What the hell?
Infamous.
Infamous.
Infamous. I haven't read the question. Battle of Britain clash in 1987 against Carlton and played his last game as a North Melbourne Premiership player in the 1999 Grand
Obviously
Final.
Obviously, I know that.
So, yes. Yeah. Did you get all that,
Have
Mickey?
I got Duck as a lifeline?
Yep.
Yep.
You got Duck and you got Brian.
Oh, it's pretty easy. Duck. He was a man child, and he got thrown in the deep end.
16 years of age.
Yeah. Definitely Johnny Longmire. And he actually played, that was his last game was a 99 grand final, 200 games exactly, and a premiership player.
And why are you going to take that?
No, you go, Jim.
Donald McDonald chasing after Reece at the Oval, saying, leave him alone, Reece, he's just a kid.
They stood, Donald McDonald and Reece Jones stood toe-to-toe.
Yes.
It was unbelievable, that game.
What do you reckon, Mickey?
I'm going to go with the Duck.
Oh, good boy, Ducky. Big horse, 16. That's very young to be in that game.
Oh, no thanks.
How'd you go? Were you playing Duck?
No.
Righto. Combined, how many bests and fairest have Brent Harvey, Boom Boom, and Wayne Carey, won at North?
Combined,
that's together there. Mickey,
think he won. Oh, you Duck, too, by the way.
Oh. Yeah, he drew good. Twice.
Oh.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, how many, Mickey?
I'm going to go 8.
Far too many.
Clearly, it's more than that.
Jakey, boys there. Hey, Jakey.
Just on my way to get some gym equipment, Pat.
What are you going to buy? What gym equipment?
We're picking up a pec deck. We want to look like the Duck coming out of isolation.
Oh, well, you've got to have really, really tight tights and shorts over the top and look like a flog.
At least I wear shorts over the top, Bill, not like the flogs that don't.
Oh, righto. How many best and fairest, Boomer and the Duck, won at North Melbourne?
That'll be 9, great man.
9.
Yes.
Mm. What about that Boomer Harvey 5? Duck only 4.
Three of his were a draw.
Boy. Hey, Bill.
Yes.
Ouch.
And Boomer's,
here we go.
And Boomer's not in a real strong era.
Duck.
Oh, no.
So Harvey 5, Carey 4. That is interesting.
How many of those were in premiership years for the Duck?
Well, two of the grand finals we played in, I won two of those.
No, but premiership years.
Just one. Premiership
year. One. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great only two
Brady
premiership
years. Rawlings has got 3, too, so there's only one behind you.
Yeah, yeah. In a really strong era.
And someone else won, Swatter won a couple in your era as well. Yeah, Jesus.
He did. Suspended in those years.
So anyway, Boomer's got 5 and Duck, you've got 4. Yeah. Corey McKernan played for both North Melbourne and Carlton. How many best and fairest did he win in his career?
Oh, he's taken a stab. 3?
Go low.
No, not 3.
Go low.
Rob from Maui. How's Maui, Robbie?
Just doing some overtime.
Yeah, going well down there, is it?
Up there. Where at?
Where are you overtiming?
Just assessing loans.
What?
Mortgages.
I don't know what he said.
He's speaking Maui.
Corey McKernan, how many best and fairest did he win at North Melbourne and Carlton?
Go 4.
Very low, very low.
Glenn in Geelong. G'day, Glennie.
Just getting ready to tee it up, boys.
Oh, whereabouts, Glennie?
13th.
Oh, it's good down
nice
there, Jim.
Down there.
Very
nice. Two courses.
You got the creek or the other one?
Creek today.
Oh,
that's a very nice golf course.
It is. 30, yeah, nice. Bowen Head just across the fence, haven't you, Glennie boy?
Ricky Barham's house backs onto it.
Good. How many best and fairest did Causa win?
Just the one.
Yeah, well done. Was that with North or Carlton?
Is that
Carlton.
The Blues?
At the Blues, well done.
Should want a Brownlow.
Yes, you're right, Damien. Well done. Number eight is...
Get around him!
A lifeline.
Oh, it's a lifeline.
Yeah, so Duck's been used and so has Forey. So yes. You've just got you got Brian.
Why am I always last?
He's always last.
My advice would be to use me.
Well, you got good advice. Financial advice. You got some good stuff here as well. About that? Have we spoken about that?
No, we don't need to because it's obvious.
Number eight. Which one of the following players never won a best and fairest at North Melbourne? A, Scott Thompson. B, Kim Hodgman. Ooh. C, Sam Kekovich.
Oh, going back.
Or D, Wayne Schimmelbusch. Which one didn't?
Some big North names.
Oh,
never won a best and fairest there,
I know.
Glenn. And you got Brian if you want to.
Yeah, what's your thinking, Brian?
Well, who were they?
Scott Thompson, A.
Well, I'm going to rule him out.
Kim Hodgman.
Don't tell him.
I'm going to rule him out.
Sam Kekovich.
No, that's a possibility.
And Wayne Schimmelbusch.
Possibility.
They didn't win a best and fairest season.
My initial thinking would be Kecker.
Righto.
That would be my initial thinking, but my later thinking would be Schimmer. Oh. So it'll be either one of those two, and if I were a guessing man, I would probably go the Schimmer way.
Schimmer.
Jeez. Now you've got to weigh that up, he's telling you what he actually knows to be the truth or what he knows to be wrong.
You're saying Schimmer never won a best and fairest at North Melbourne.
Can't remember one his name on the honour board. When I go to these places, I always read the honour board. And I look at there and I'm wanting to find Duck's name and I can't see it.
You see Boomers five times.
Yeah. And, you know, Swatter twice in premiership years and I just can't. But anyway, I'm going to go for Schimmer.
Glenn?
Yeah, I know Kecker won one, so I'll go with Schimmer.
Yes,
well done, Brian.
Yes, thank you.
Astounding. That
is unbelievable.
Came runner up a lot of times.
It is astounding. How many times runner up do you know?
Very consistent. A lot.
Yeah. And he did play in a good year.
So
good players ripping him off him.
Scott Thompson won a best and fairest.
He did.
Kim Hodgman won a best and fairest.
In the 80s.
Right up. Yeah. Number nine for you, Glenn.
Good player.
Mark Le Judice.
Marco.
Is the president of the Carlton Footy Club. Spell his surname.
Oh, Bill. Oh,
yes, I've got a good hard one here.
This is not spelling bee.
Well, you know who's the best speller in here?
Who?
Old Forey over there. He knows how to spell.
Well, you have to when you're putting these names to print.
Glenn?
It's Le Judice. I can't even say it.
Starts with L.
Give him the first two letters, Bill.
No, because the second one's a
vowel.
La.
No, it's a, when it's silent. It's
la,
silent.
La, la.
We're already running over, so.
La. Glenn?
L-A.
Yes, well done.
Glenn 20. Bad luck, Glenn 20. No, Glenn 20's brother's name. Ben 10. Craig and Crispin.
What is wrong with you? Why do I laugh?
Craig. The Judice. How do you spell it? How are you anyway?
What happened to this quiz? Where's Chua? Why would he put this question in? Just when we're trying to wind this thing up, you put that question in. Seriously.
How are you anyway?
I don't know anyone that could actually spell.
Well, could you?
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Go on,
Dave. Oh, hang on. Well, Pat might ask your help. Okay, Patty.
Stepping a few toes down.
Oh, good.
Tile.
Down in Geelong he is, and
you're Tyler.
To move this along, should I have a crack at it on behalf of this caller? Should I,
Pat? You can try and spell Le Judice, or you can get Damien to try and spell it.
Oh, I reckon I'll have a crack.
Oh, righto, Pat.
I get it wrong, mate.
He's Googled.
Here we go.
L-O-G-I-U-D-I-C-E.
Well done.
You've Googled that, haven't you?
No, I knew it.
I knew it.
Come on, Pat. Righto, this is for the chocolates and the golf balls and the truss putter from TaylorMade. Name the only year North Melbourne failed to play finals between 1993 and 2002. 1 year they didn't play finals. Pat?
Oh.
A lot of North Melbourne.
A lot of North Melbourne.
94?
No. Bad luck, Mike.
We played in a program in 94.
Darren in Tarnit, Jim, where you get your tyres.
Oh, Johnny. G'day.
Johnny, yeah.
Yeah, the motorsport, well, and tyres, beautiful.
Who gets their tyres in Tarnit?
Well, no, Jim, Derrimut.
Oh, Derrimut.
Derrimut, Bill.
Same. Tarnit.
Good out there.
What happened there? We just gave him the flick, didn't we?
Is it you?
Righto. Alex, Essendon, Darren got the answer.
By the way, the wheel shop got the special on at the minute, right. So get out and check him out.
Rob changed team up.
Yep.
Yeah, just go watching on. The Dale, throw a desk together.
Throw a...
Yeah.
Oh, desk.
Desk together.
Why aren't you helping her out, Alex?
She's a flat pack job, mate.
Oh, yeah. No, that causes fights. When you're with the Dale trying to set them up, there's always something to say. Yeah. Right, Alex, the only year North Melbourne failed to play finals between 93 and 2002, please, for the chocolates, for everything.
01.
Yes, 2001. Yay! There we go. Talamay Tourist wants golf balls. The trust putter, all from Talamay.
Oh, well done. Beautiful.
Good quiz, good quiz.
Nice. Well done there, Fat.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
Triple M rocks footy.